people who keep company with God. I believe God lights the fire on the altar, but empowers His people with free-flowing grace to keep the fire burning. Leviticus 6:9-13. Every move of God starts because of God, and it seems they stop because we can't figure out how to keep the fire burning. Or perhaps it fulfilled its purpose and we should give them a proper burial. Maybe they keep going and just look different, and we don't recognize what He's doing. The nature of God is to move from glory to glory, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Yet it requires for us to walk from faith to faith, Romans 1:17. Now that can be very challenging and stretching. God is ever the same, but He is always challenging us to walk on with Him into new spiritual places and experiences. All the art of living lives in the fine mingling of letting go and holding on. Havelock Ellis. For me, that perfectly describes the art of walking in a dynamic life in the Spirit. It's an art and not a science. There are really no formulas or standard rules of engagement. As the old song goes, you have to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, and know when to walk away. The day came when I began to sense an ebbing in the flow of the river. On the surface, everything seemed right. People were still being touched, but it felt like there was a bit of an effort and not a grace-inspired effort that was beginning to creep into our gatherings. In the words of a great preacher, a move of the Holy Spirit is something that you don't have to stir up, crank up, or work up. Sometimes, when the Lord is moving, it seems like it's about how loud and emotional people get in a meeting. Don't get me wrong. I think when the Holy Spirit starts moving powerfully in our gatherings, it's going to get loud, and there was a heavenly roar that spontaneously erupted from our midst on many occasions. Sometimes when the presence of the Lord is not so strong, people will try to reproduce something He did before as if He's doing it again. That is just human nature. It's easy to do that. A move of the Spirit is ultimately about the tangible and the abiding presence of God. It's not about hype or working things up. Sometimes it is a fine line between the two. Another thing I began to see was the hunger in people's hearts began to diminish. When the Holy Spirit was moving powerfully, there was no desire for things as usual. There was a desire to spend time with the Lord in prayer, worship, and soaking in His presence. There was a desire to see the Holy Spirit touch the lives of others. We always had visitors coming to receive a touch from heaven. We spent a lot of time praying and ministering to others, both within the four walls of the church and wherever we found ourselves. But the day came when we faced the fact that the river wasn't flowing as it once was. It changed, and it was time for us to change with what God was now doing. It was time to let go of what was while embracing what is. I'm so thankful for that season when the Holy Spirit River manifested so powerfully in our church. It was a transforming time that continues to impact us. The river still flows, but it is different now. We carry that river wherever we go. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.